following is a remastered version of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Everybody, and welcome to Turn 5 of Worthy Opponent, a podcast on the new beta test so far of Hearthstone. I am Blacklace.
And I'm Ardensbane.
We are here this week to talk about all sorts of other fun stuff that we keep leaving out and promising you we'll talk about. But first, the news.
Yeah, the news is we're loyal to our fans. And we've both had surgery today, but we're both here anyway.
Yeah, so if Autumn's Bane is, of course, the worst off because he had it in his mouth. I did not. Wait, that didn't seem right.
No, I had surgery in my mouth.
To the news of the Hearthstone.
So Blizzard posted some interesting news this week. First thing is they finally listed the top 50 ranked players from the North. And if anybody's interested in finding out who all those players are, they can go straight to the Blizzard forums and see it. There's some interesting forum thread that developed from it. There were people saying, yeah, and how many of those people spent a lot of money on their decks? And a lot of the people who were actually on their list came back to say, listen, buddy, I just spent my money to get my free Megatorque, and that's it. And you know, other people would be like, I didn't spend a penny.
It's nice because some of the highest level players, I think, what was it, level four, the fourth ranked fourth player only spent like $5 or something.
And Blizzard had said something like 44% of the top players have spent zero money in this game. So it just goes to show you that, you can't necessarily buy your way to wins. And some people have gotten lucky, but the vast majority of people who have been winning say they spent very little money. And they know lots of other people who spent a lot of money and are not winning.
Yeah, there's skill. There's definitely skill involved, but there's definitely the luck of the cards you get in the packs that you open. I finally played my, I don't remember the name of it, but it was my monkey card, which is a legendary that gives your opponent bananas. So right away he used his bananas to pump up his creatures. Each banana he gets, when I cast the legendary, I get a 5/5 creature out, but he gets two bananas, and each banana is a card that's a +1/+1. So he proceeded to pump that card up against me, and then I killed it.
King Mukla.
That's it, King Mukla.
King Mukla. In other big news, this is exciting for people who like tournaments, especially those people who are not able to either go to BlizzCon or see it on the live stream. Blizzard has posted the early tournaments. In fact, we couldn't see this from the live stream either, I don't think. Day 9 versus Wreckful, Hafu versus Crypt, Trump versus Husky, and Noxious versus Artosis, who ended up being the big winner. You can watch those four matches at YouTube.
It's actually a lot of fun, too. I enjoyed watching it live. That was awesome. But I think that Hearthstone is going to, or Blizzard is going to be doing this a lot more in the future. I think you're going to be seeing actual open tournaments that are going to be online and broadcast. Because I recently got a Hearthstone survey. And anybody in the beta, please respond to Blizzard. Tell them what you like. They're sending that survey out to all the beta key holders asking you to respond to the survey. A couple of the main questions circled right around the idea, do you like watching it? Do you want to participate in it? I definitely, and surprisingly, did enjoy watching the other people play. I had, I think, almost as much fun watching that tournament as I did playing itself.
It was very fun to watch. And it was a big hype. You know, it's like any other sport. People, it forms a community. You get to talk about it, and you know, you get to, you know, be a, what do they call it, what, armchair quarterback type of thing. You get to sit back and, oh, I would have played that card, or I wonder if he'll play that card.
And it was tough because the broadcasters who were announcing the plays, they knew what each opponent had in their hand. So they were saying, oh, he should play this, but then again, he doesn't know that the other one has this. It was a lot of fun. It was fun to watch.
Very much fun.
Anything else in news?
That's really it for the news. I mean, there's lots of things in the forums that I've been watching, but no big news.
No major changes to cards since we told you about what was going on from BlizzCon. We still haven't heard a set date where the beta is going to become open in December. We're looking forward to that. There are a lot of people out there who are looking forward to that.
They're looking forward to
playing new faces.
Yeah, they're looking forward to the big patch because supposedly the big patch will have the new ranking system.
The Tauren Chieftain's card.
And the three big nerfs that we talked about last time. And then, of course, the open beta, which people just can't wait for. The forums are still filled with people saying, where's my key? Where's my key?
And I was hoping that when they were saying the next patch, I was hoping it would be in the next Blizzard patch, which was Warcraft. And just to let folks know, the Warcraft patches and the Hearthstone patches don't necessarily bump into each other.
No, they don't. Because Warcraft patches almost every Tuesday, and that doesn't happen with Hearthstone.
And having to do with the similarities of Hearthstone and Warcraft, Autumn's Bane did find out information this week regarding loot cards, or that there will not be any.
Oh.
And the dogs are saying hello.
Okay, that was weird. Okay, they have announced that there will definitely not be loot cards, and of course, mixed opinion on that.
I think I have a varied opinion on that.
Well, I don't. It's no skin off my nose if there isn't a loot card from this. I just thought it would be cool if playing Warcraft I got something out of it, or if something happened during Warcraft that enabled us to get cards through Hearthstone. I thought it would be cool, but I'm not disappointed that they've decided not to do it. It's keeping it simple, which is one of the big things they wanted to do. They wanted to keep it simple.
Right, and I'm just very happy with that. There is no crossover between the two, just because, as I said, it relieves the sour grapes that people would have of they only have that card, that pet or whatever, because they play the other game and I can never get it, that kind of thing. It won't happen.
Yeah, they seem to be relieving sour grapes in a lot of ways. For example, the Tauren Chieftain card. If you were not at BlizzCon, people would be, oh, I'll never be able to get that card. It's not fair because I couldn't afford a ticket or whatever. And the fact is, you could always craft it, as we discussed in a previous episode.
Mm-hmm. You just can't get the gold.
Correct.
Another thing I wanted to talk about this week, I mentioned briefly last week, were there are a lot of apps showing up now on both the iPhone and the Android. I use the Galaxy tablet, so I've been kind of comparing and contrasting between iPhone and the Galaxy tablet. I found a few on the iPhone, nothing really that great. There's something, the best one out there is called Hearthbook, and I noticed that it's got a lot of the pictures of the cards, so you can bring it up. It shows hero, what they call hero power cards, which aren't really the hero powers. They're not cards. They just call them the hero power cards, and what they really are, the hero powers. Also incorporated at times, you become another character. Those hero powers are included in that. That's the best one
I've
seen.
That's Jiraxxus.
Jiraxxus, yes.
You can become Jiraxxus.
And then his hero powers will be completely different. There's something called Cards List, which has zero ratings right now. Is kind of unusual. I'm not sure who put it out. It's got an Asian video of the trailer for Hearthstone. It's got a Wizzy minigame in it that has nothing to do with Hearthstone. Then it has a database, and all of the information is on parchment. It's kind of all done kind of as if it was a Word file. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't show any pictures, no graphics, no pictures of the mana crystals to call things out or the attack, anything like that. It's just like an Excel spreadsheet on parchment.
And I tried that app, and the first thing I did was to see what this Wizzy game is. And I clicked it, and it crashed the app, and I never tried it again.
No, it's just a little game that has nothing to do really with Hearthstone. There are a lot of ads I've noticed through a lot of the apps that I bring up. There was also something called the Hearthstone Handbook, which gives you the ability to query cards, create decks, and it's a bit glitchy. I couldn't really pull anything up and make it. So I wasn't very, very thrilled with the iPhone apps. A lot of them are in different languages as well.
Yeah, now, they all have Asian writing across them.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's Chinese, Japanese, Korean, or what, but I couldn't read what they were.
And therefore, it's not really something that would be advantageous for us to use. Now, the Galaxy Tablet has three different ones that I was looking at. One is a Hearthstone wiki. It's very good. It's hard to maneuver. It allows you to go to the, basically, it'll show you the little thing on Jaina. It'll show you specifically what different cards do. It's got background information. It's a good app, but it's hard to maneuver around. Another one is a deck builder that is called Just Plain Hearthstone. The Hearthstone has a lot of things missing at this time. It starts with your play mode and your practice mode, and then it has your deck builder or your collection. The collection, when you press on it, is not available at this time. The deck builder, it's hard to find cards to build the deck. So I think it's a progress in work at this time. It's not really available. The best out there that I have seen is called the Hearthstone Spellbook. This one, I give it two thumbs up. It is basically got everything you could want. When you first log into it, it gives you the news page. I'm sorry, iPhones people, that you do not have this, or iPad people, that you won't have this app. It is really nice.
It's beautiful to look at, and I'm so sorry I can't get it on my iPad.
he can see it on my Galaxy. You go into it, and you look at it, the first thing you see is all the news. All the forums, all the news that you want to hear about Hearthstone. It's beautiful. Then you can go in and you can look at the cards. It shows you a full-on picture of the card, tells you how much it costs to pull it out and how much it costs to fight with it. It shows you what it would cost to disenchant and what it would cost to create it. So, I mean, it's got a whole bunch of things, and it's got all the graphics from Warcraft. From Hearthstone. It's beautiful. That one's got my vote. I think that's the best one out there. Unfortunately, that's all we've got out there right now. There really aren't a lot there. There's one called the Hearthstone Assistant. It's got no ratings. It's 99 cents. I would not suggest anybody buy anything yet for Hearthstone because it's still in beta. So I would not put money into an app because the game's not even completely out there yet.
Yeah, I got burned by that once before when I was playing Star Wars The Old Republic. It was real early in the game, and I spent 99 cents or $1.99 on an app, and they failed to update it, and half the features didn't work. And about 3 weeks later, there was an app that was 10 times better, and it was free. So give it time. We'll get some stuff for the iPhones and iPads and everything else.
It would be very nice if the person who did the Hearthstone spellbook would do the same app for the iPhone, and for all we know, they could be working on it right now.
Would be nice. And it used to be the other way around, that iOS would get everything and the Android people would have to wait. If you're tuning in for the first time and you're kind of late on news, now that we're talking about the Android, I just want to reiterate one of the announcements that Blizzard made at BlizzCon is that while they originally announced that Hearthstone would be available for the PC, Mac, and iOS, the iPad, they announced at BlizzCon that the iPhone and the Android would be able to play this game at some point in the future, although not immediately. That was more big news for Android fans.
I was very happy to hear that one, because I want to be one of those people curled up in a lounge chair typing and playing this game. On other events, I just have to announce my weirdest win. This is something that Autumn's Bane and I have been talking about, just things that happen to us throughout the week as we're playing and doing our quests or just sitting around and going into play mode. I had this wonderful game. I wish I had written the hunter's name down because I'd love to give him kudos. We had a great game going back and forth, very polite, pinging each other to death, basically. Turned the game around. He was beating me senseless. Turned the game around and I started to beat him. Towards the end, it became very, very obvious that I was going to be the victor. And he did pretty much something similar to what I do. I usually concede at the very end if I know that there's no way that I'm going to turn this around. Now, mind you, one time I did have one health point left and I managed to win the game. Sometimes it's just absolutely positively there is no way that you're going to turn that game around. I'll concede, because too many times I've had good games end badly because somebody then had to just show me every single card in their hand, pump every single creature, and slam me for 750 damage when I only had 1 point. Okay, I exaggerate. They hit me for 15 when I only had 1 point, but not necessary to do that. So I will concede. However, my hunter friend did a little bit different. There's a card out there called Kill Command, and what it does is if you have a beast out there, it will do 5 damage.
And otherwise 3.
Otherwise 3. He had about 2 health points left, and I expected when I saw that card come up that I was going to get pinged for at least 5 damage, because he did have beasts out there. Before I knew it, he was dead. He literally used Kill Command on his own character, committed suicide, and thus ended the game, and had the decency to say, well done, at the end, rather than just logging off. And it was really neat. It was funny. I laughed for about 5 minutes because it was just very well done.
Yeah, there are lots of ways to suicide your way out of the game. I was playing a warlock, and it was clear that I was going to beat him. And he just drew a card using his hero ability, which of course cost him 2 life. And that's how he lost. But he wasn't so nice when he left. He just blew up and left.
I've also seen people who have just, I don't know how they do it. I think they just shut their computer off, because there is the concede button. But all of a sudden you'll get, your opponent has left the game, and they'll be gone. That'll be it. It's not like a concede. They're just gone.
Well, that's probably what my opponent saw when you unplugged our internet last week.
We mentioned that last week. We weren't going to mention that again this week.
Well, you were talking about what the people see. You know, if you see your opponent has left the game, you saw it this time, and last time somebody else saw it.
Right. But now, one other thing I had that was kind of weird was I was still on the splash screen coming in, and I was able to hear, I was playing the hunter Rexxar at the time. I heard the little dwarf saying, Rexxar versus Jaina. And then I heard Jaina say, you win this time. Boom. She left before my splash screen was even gone. I must have really scared her. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I had 2 people concede to me today while playing a mage. Oh, when I say today, I mean today and yesterday, because that's how long it took me to clear through my daily quest. It was just all one blurry day to me. But something that people have been complaining about on the forums, and this is one of those things we just can't get a straight answer, there's no blue post, is a lot of people think that they are stuck in progression for the ranking. And I'm one of them. And frankly, I don't care what my rank is, because I rationalize if I stay at a low rank, I will not be playing super great people who are going to kick my butt. I'll be able to play people who are within my skill range. And maybe that's why I haven't progressed. But I mentioned once before that I was just over 100 wins and was at 1-star gold. Now, I'm winning most of my games. I'm not losing most. I'm winning most. So I'm better than a 50-50 ratio. I might be at 60 or 70, 50% win rate, and I don't know how many you have to win to progress. I'm now at over 200 wins in ranked play, and I still have not gone up in rank. People are posting on the forums that they believe they're stuck. People who are on diamond level saying that they're stuck. And these people come back and they say, no, you're just losing too much. You're losing too much against noobs, or you're not beating the higher ranked people. And then other people come back and say, oh, no, it's a known bug. But I went to the known bug listing and it wasn't there. And for every person who says it's a bug, there's someone else who refutes that. So I can't get a straight answer. Meanwhile, I'm just not leveling up. I'm just stuck at one star gold, and I'm content to stay there. But at the big patch, they're going to change that completely, and we'll actually be able to track our wins better.
Yeah, I've been at one star gold now for a week as well. I don't think I've broken 200 wins quite yet. I don't play as often as you do. It's interesting. It'll be interesting to see if I wind up being a two-star gold and you're still sitting at one-star gold. We'll know it's a bug because I don't win as much as you do. I don't lose a lot, but I don't win as much as I know you do. So we'll have to see. And if anybody out there in our listening audience knows whether or not it really is a bug or have seen a blue post, please, by all means, contact us. Let us know so that we could let people know that that it is a bug out there. And if anybody from Blizzard is listening, please let us know, because we'd love to let people know that, you know, what's going on. The hardest thing about the ranking system is nobody knows exactly how it really works.
Yeah, but of course, by the time the new system comes out, you know, it'll be moot. The new ranked play is going to be interesting. Here's a little bit about how it's going to work. The new system makes a path to move up in rankings more transparent. It gives the top level players more ways to differentiate themselves. So each month, all players restart at rank 25. So they tossed around the word season. The season is really month. So all players restart at rank 25. 25 being the worst, and that will be called Angry Chicken. And I remember rank 24
was... I wouldn't say the worst. I would say beginnerish or reset.
The lowest rank is 25, Angry Chicken. And I know 24 was Leper Gnome. I don't remember all the others. I only caught a brief glimpse of the screen at BlizzCon. But players will be matched against players of a similar rank. When you win a game, you get a star. And if you acquire enough stars, you'll rank up. And each rank has its own icon, its own medal, and if you have a winning streak, you might get additional stars. And at higher ranks, you'll lose a star if you lose a game. But beyond rank 1 is a special rank called Legend. So you go from 25 to 1, and then you can go even further, Legend. And once you hit the Legend rank, it cannot be lost until the next season is over. So again, here they're flipping around the word season and the word month. Maybe season is beyond a month. Maybe it's several months to a season. But
kinda
once
like
you hit legendary, go ahead.
Remember PvP in Warcraft way back when we would get titled sergeant or private or whatever.
They still have seasons.
Right, but they don't have the titles any longer. You'd have to fight to keep your title. The higher you got, the higher your title was, you would actually lose it if you didn't maintain that title.
They brought them back. Yeah. If you're an organized PvP in WoW, you can get those titles. Those of us who have them from the old days got them grandfathered in, so I have my knight. But that's a different game. Let's get back
Correct.
To our
zone. But I was the titling idea is very similar with your ranking.
Yes. That's true. The titling is much like ranks. I want to get past Leper Gnome. I just don't want to be called the Leper Gnome. Thank you.
I don't know. I was the Angry Chicken if you're playing. Never mind. On from the Angry Chicken cockfights, because that's what you would be doing. You realize that anybody in that level, they're promoting cockfights.
I suppose.
Chickens.
And then they promote...
Oh.
killing lepers, but once you hit the legend rank, you cannot lose that title until the season ends, and the legend rank will have a big number in the middle of the icon, which tells you your exact rank in the region. So if I'm in, you know, North America or whatever it is, the United States, whatever the region is, if I've made it to legend, people can not only see that I'm legendary, they could see what number of legendary I am. And that's pretty interesting. They also talked about changing the backs of the cards so that people could see from the back of your card what you know, that you're a big to-do.
They also were talking, that's one of the survey questions too. They're talking about whether or not we like how the decks look. That was, again, because this is beta, they're looking for people to answer those surveys because they're still thinking about changing things. So for all I know, I don't know if anybody's played online solitaire and you can choose different deck backs when you play that. They may be considering doing something like that. It would be kind of neat for this game as well.
Yeah, the questionnaire that they sent out, they asked about a bunch of features that they haven't really been talking about, but if they're asking about them, they must be thinking about them.
Then there's also one more thing we wanted to talk about tonight. Actually, there's more, but last week when we went through the cards, we did not mention two of the abilities. We mentioned Charge, Taunt, Death Rattle, Battle Cry, Secret, Wind Fury, Spell Damage, Divine Shield, Enrage, and Combo, but neglected two of the most important, Silence and Freeze.
Yeah, I wouldn't go so far as to say Freeze is important since it's only one class.
It is if you're a mage.
But,
be mine.
Silence is a pretty big thing that we forgot, and we just wanted to come back to that subject and finish up by talking about these other abilities. Silence is a pretty nasty ability, and one of Black Lace's pet peeves is once you're silenced, you can't do anything about it. There's not really a lot of silence cards in the deck. There's a shaman card that gives silence. There are two priest cards that do silence, and there's a druid card that does silence. There's three minions that can silence. So the two minions, Ironbeak Owl and Spellbreaker, they have a battle cry to silence a minion. And people put those cards in those decks just for that ability. You cast silence on someone and their text goes away, and that text is now off the card effectively.
And there's kind of like, there's a graphic, there's an animation when you silence somebody. It's kind of like a pink chain that swirls around the card so you know that your creature is silenced.
And so all of the abilities, you know, you might have Taunt and Divine Shield and gives your other players +1, and then somebody calls out an Ironbeak Owl and targets that, and suddenly it's just a regular card with, you know, standard health and power, and that's it. And that could be a game breaker for some people.
Now, sometimes you have to be careful when you hit silence, because my card, Ragnaros, I will talk about Ragnaros a lot because it happens to be my favorite of the legendaries. Ragnaros comes out and he will deal 8 damage to any opponent, whether it be a minion or your opponent himself. It's random. However, he cannot attack. Well, somebody decided to silence my Ragnaros, so instead of hitting a fireball for 8, he was now able to attack whoever I wanted for 8, and I don't think that was exactly what that person meant to do.
No, they gave you a benefit instead.
Yes.
So the priests have an actual silence spell, and it's got a 0 casting cost. But I haven't been playing with the priest much, but I think I may throw 2 of those in my priest deck, or at least 1. And then there's a master spell. For 4 mana, you can silence all enemy minions and draw a card. That sounds a little overpowered to me, to be able to do that and draw a card, but I'll talk about in a few minutes how priests are overpowered.
Yes, yeah, we have a stunning example of priest overpoweredness in a few minutes.
But the shaman can do an earth shock, which silences a minion and then does 1 damage to it for 1 mana. that's a pretty potent ability to do both of those things for just one mana.
Yep, I did notice that the shaman tend to have a little ability of everybody, because as you said, silence is primarily a priest ability, but the shaman can do that. Freeze,
yeah, because there's a resto shaman, so maybe that's what they're trying to do.
Exactly.
Priest ability to it.
Exactly. Now, freeze is primarily a mage ability, and the shaman also has one freeze spell, but I will talk about that in a second. What freeze does...
One more silence card.
Right. Okay, we are now silencing Blacklace.
Oh, I cast silence on you. Okay. Keeper of the Grove is a 4 casting cost, 2/4 creature, and it looks like Cenarius. Choose one, deal 2 damage, or silence a minion. So, okay, that's all the silence cards in the game for now. Now I will unsilence Blacklace.
Thank you. There are not a lot of freeze spells out there. There are basically 4 of them that are mage, and people are probably very happy about that. What freeze does is exactly that. It will either freeze you cold, excuse the pun, where you can't do anything that turn. Basically, your next turn, you're frozen. It can be specific to a creature, or it can be cast upon the main character. It can freeze you outright just so you can't move, or it can freeze you with damage. Frost Nova is a 2 mana casting cost. It freezes all enemy minions on the board straight across. You have 10 min. I'm sorry, you have 5 minions out there. Mage throws a freeze on your minions, they're all frozen. Then there's Frostbolt, which deals 3 damage to a character and freezes it. You can do it to either the minion or the main character. Often for 3 points is enough to kill that creature anyway, so it's kind of like an added bonus. There is one creature that does a freeze. It's the Water Elemental. Any character that is damaged by the Water Elemental gets frozen for the next turn. So not only is it taking the damage, which should be enough to kill it in most cases, but otherwise it's freezing it, making it completely useless the next round. That's only a 4 mana casting cost. He does 3 damage, and his armor is 6, so that's a pretty potent card. And then after that, we have the 5 casting cost Blizzard, because what mage would be complete without being able to cast Blizzard? That's 2 damage to all enemy minions and freezes them across the board. And then we have the one Shaman, which is a Frost Shock, deals 1 damage to an enemy character and freezes it. And
we
that's
also
it
have,
for freeze.
We also have Ice Lance and Cone of Cold.
Hmm.
Ice Lance will freeze a character, and if they were already frozen, it'll deal 4 damage instead. And the Cone of Cold will, for 3 mana, freeze a minion, and then the minions next to it, and deal 1 damage to them. So there's quite a lot of freezing going involved. You know, the Frost Elemental, Battle Cry is freeze a character. That's a neutral card.
That's right. I somehow missed my Ice Lance and Cone of Cold. Please forgive me.
Quite all right.
Must have been because I was silenced.
Must have been. I silenced you and you forgot.
So that's pretty much it for the special attributes that the cards have. They're, you know, a lot of them are very class specific, and as I said, I think the shaman kind of just steals one for each character class.
So I promised I would talk about this priest situation. There's a big debate over some of the classes being overpowered. We all know that everybody's complaining about the Hunter deck with the Unleash the Hounds, where you could literally have no minions on the board and then suddenly pop out a bunch of minions and do your attack with your Unleash the Hounds, completely overrun your opponent. And the debate is that, you know, there's no defense against it. Unless you've got a whole bunch of taunt creatures out, there's nothing to stop them except a counter spell, and that's a secret, and it's only available to the one class. So the debate is, you know what, every class has its abilities that enable them to excel and differentiate, and that happens to be the hunters. The problem is that is the primary hunter strategy. So all the hunters, well, not all of them, I guess there are some who have found other ways, but many of the hunters are using that, and it's really making people angry. But the other class that people are really talking about is the mage, and because the mage can steal your cards, just like playing blue in Magic the Gathering.
You mean priest?
Priest. I say mage.
You
did. I apologize. So the priest. The priest is like playing blue in Magic. It can take cards from your deck and from your hand and copy cards and steal your cards outright. And somebody posted on the forums today, he put, humiliated a paladin today. So I'm like, okay, I'll bite. Let's go see how this guy humiliated a paladin. And the post went exactly like this. He goes, playing my priest deck, I have Ysera on the field and a handful of my oh-so-wonderful buffs. How did I kill the paladin? I used two divine spirits, giving Ysera 48 hit points. Then I used inner fire, making Ysera's attack 48. So now it's got 48 health and 48 attack. Then,
mind you, just to let people know who don't know the Ysera card herself, it's a 9 casting cost card. She does 4, and she already comes out with 12 armor class.
12 health.
Health, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So that's why it was boosted up to 48 with the Divine Spirits. Then I used Blessed Champion that I stole from the Paladin's deck. So here's a weapon, and the priests normally don't use weapons, and it stole the Paladin's weapon. So with Ysera having 96 attack and 48 health, he totally overwhelmed the character, and he goes, proof, in big capital letters, that priests are a little ridiculous. And then all the forum posts that followed were a cross between calling the guy a douchebag for bragging and people saying priests aren't all that powerful. You didn't talk about all the ways that they could fail. So one of the things I like about even the overpowered classes in this game is it keeps the debate going. People will turn around and say, it's not overpowered, look at this, or it's only overpowered if this happens. And yeah, there's a lot of people copying winning decks.
You need the combination. You need, part of it is luck. If you get a bad hand, you've got a bad hand. That's all there is to it. If you've got your special combo all set in your hand when it comes out, you're good to go.
Yep. And sometimes a card that's broken can be used twice. So Black Lace told you about her big move this week. I wanted to discuss one of my incredible games. I was playing against another hunter. I was doing a quest, and I had to get a certain number of hunter wins. And I hate playing the same class. Don't you hate that, Black Lace?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to deviate from what you're saying, go back to it in a second. Mage against mage, worst thing ever, because if we don't have any cards we can play at the moment, we're going to hit each other for 1 point. Ping, 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 ping. Makes for the longest games ever.
Well, this hunter and I, basically, were racing to get the same cards. We clearly had the same strategies. We clearly had the same cards. He put down a young Dragonhawk right after I put down a young Dragonhawk. I played a wolf, then he played a wolf. And it just kept going like that. And then towards the end, he had all of his minions lined up. I just knew that on the next turn or two, he was going to unleash the hounds and send all of his creatures against me. So I tallied up how much damage I could do to him, even with Unleash the Hounds, and I was just a little shy. Unleash the Hounds gives all of your minions charge, which means they're not sleeping. They can attack immediately, even if you just call them out, and it gives them +1 to their attack. Well, I happened to have had 2 of that card in my hand, so I won with an experiment. They've already got charge and +1. What happens if I cast the card again? Well, they already had charge, so that part was moot, but it did give them that extra +1. So essentially, I gave all of my minions +2, charged over him, and wiped him off the face of the earth. And I can only imagine, you know, the swear words he was using for me.
Now, Unleash the Hounds is a very easy card to play, too, because it is only 1 casting cost.
And I have to admit, as much as I love the hunter and I love pulling that trick out of my hat, it is it is too strong. It should probably have a higher mana cost, just like they're doing with the priest's control magic. What is it? Is it? What's the name of the spell that steals
mind
the
control?
Mind control.
That is
control
eight.
Magic and magic.
Yeah, it's an 8 cost card that basically lets you take control of your opponent's creature. So my little Ragnaros can be pulled and used against me. Little Ragnaros being 8/8. Or it's going up to 10 now, which, as far as I'm concerned, it's still just as bad. It's a nasty card.
By the time you can afford to use 10 mana on it, you probably don't even really need it.
True. Another card I can see being very devastating with Unleash the Hound is the Houndmaster, because his battle cry is to give a friendly beast +2/+2 and taunt. So you can throw him out there, and you've just given somebody a 4/4 taunt with the other two cards you were talking about, and charge.
Right, but the Unleash the Hounds only works for beasts.
Right, the Houndmaster.
The Houndmaster himself is not a beast.
But, oh, so he wouldn't have charge. Okay, that's true.
He looks
very
like
true.
A beast because he's a warden, but he's
and
not
he's got dogs in the background.
Yes. So, I wanted to take a few moments to talk about Twitter. And I've said before, I'm not very adept at Twitter, but I've been trying to keep our audience apprised of our situation by using Twitter. And I'm finding people are quite eager and friendly to repost your stuff and to promote you. I got this one post that I was mentioned in. I mean us, a worthy opponent. And it was a list of several different prominent Hearthstone podcasts and websites, and we were listed. And I thought, wow, that's just really awesome that we were listed among a list of people who have been doing this much longer than us. So I sent a little thank you to the person, and we had a little conversation going back and forth. It was kind of nice. And so I just wanted to mention Remedizi, at Remedizi was the name of the person, but I went to her website. It's blizzmaster.com, and I think anybody interested in this show might be interested in going to this blizzmaster.com site. And, you know, I'm extending the same courtesy she extended us. It has all of the Blizzard games. It has columns and articles and links and a whole bunch of neat stuff about Hearthstone, about the upcoming Heroes of the Storm, StarCraft, World of Warcraft, etc. So thank you, Remedizi, for giving us that posting, that free advertising.
And since we're on that subject, I'm going to go ahead and let people know that we can be found on Twitter at A Worthy Opponent. We can be found with our Gmail address of AWO Hearthstone. That's A Worthy Opponent, AWO Hearthstone, at gmail.com. Find us on iTunes. Send us a little note on iTunes. We'll give you a shout out back saying thank you or addressing concerns that you may have. And follow us on Facebook also on at AWO Hearthstone at Facebook. And I actually think we're going to wrap it up this week. As I said, as Autumn's Bane said, we're not quite up to par today, as he did have the oral surgery and I did have the surgery on my hand today. So we're going to actually fade out a little earlier than usual. Please forgive us.
Be happy to talk more when it doesn't cause me pain.
So, from Holosuite Media, I am Black Blaze.
And I'm Autumn Spain.
And welcome to our inn.
You're welcome, then. Welcome to our inn. Goodbye.
It's welcoming, yes. Welcome. Start drinking after we finish talking.
Yeah, usually
start drinking
happy
while we're talking.
Everyone.
Happy hunting!
Thank you. to tonight's broadcast of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Join us next week at Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And be sure to check holosuitemedia.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Satellite Radio for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at Worthy Opponent. Or if you have any questions or comments, please send an email to awohearthstone@gmail.com. Welcome to our inn.